inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame last night at age 36. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's a little Alan Silvestri to get things started on tonight's Film Music Friday. Some music from a picture from back in 1984, one that saw Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner on an adventure in Cartagena, Colombia, to rescue her kidnapped sister and to get a hold of an emerald the size of a fist. In Romancing the Stone, music by Alan Silvestri, here on Kansas Public Radio, during Film Music Friday. Good evening and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. The story about going after a big emerald is pretty on theme tonight because we're listening to some forgotten gems. Some movies that may not have been classics, you may have only seen them once back in the day, but with some marvelous music from them and that may have gone overlooked. Tonight we'll hear things from The Warriors, Jake Speed, and Bill Murray in the Army. That's right, from Elmer Bernstein we've got music tonight from Stripes. We're having a lot of fun tonight. So I hope you're ready for it. We'll continue next with a movie that was also from 1984 and one that I enjoyed watching back in the day quite a good deal. It was called Runaway. It starred Tom Selleck and his glorious mustache. He was a cop in the not-too-distant future where robots are in every home, do every chore, and are a part of everyday life. So, of course, he's going to have to be the one to sort it out when they all go haywire, courtesy of the villain played by none other than Gene Simmons. This was music provided by Jerry Goldsmith, who opted for a bit of an electronic score to go with the futuristic theme. Here's music from Runaway on Kansas Public Radio. That's by Jerry Goldsmith, indulging in a little electronica for the 1984 picture Runaway, which was based on a Michael Crichton story, and I believe Michael Crichton's actual directorial debut back in 1984, the story of robots gone haywire in the not-too-distant future, taken down by Tom Selleck against the evil Gene Simmons here on Film Music Friday. Still to come, we've got music by Elmer Bernstein from Stripes and The Warriors, also still to come in this 7 p.m. hour on tonight's program. We're going to indulge next in a little bit more 80s electronica, and this is also a plot about a lady writer whose sister is kidnapped by human traffickers, by the evil John Hurt. To get her back, she'll need the help of the semi-fictional but legendary adventurer Jake Speed. In a picture with music provided by composer Mark Snow, this is some top-shelf 80s synth rock. Next for you on Film Music Friday. Well, they don't make them like that anymore, probably because they never should have made them like that in the first place. Some music from the 1986 action comedy about the life and times of Jake Speed. With that glorious synth music provided by composer Mark Snow, who was apparently a Juilliard graduate and did a lot of work for American television, writing music for shows like The X-Files, Smallville, Blue Bloods, The Twilight Zone, Heart to Heart, really a whole raft of television work. Mark Snow, unfortunately, passed away just a few years ago, but happy to share some of his work from the 80s with you tonight on Film Music Friday. Stay with us. In just about 10 minutes, we've got music for you from The Warriors. And later on tonight, does anybody remember that time Chevy Chase played an invisible guy? Well, just keep listening tonight on Film Music Friday for more. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Be sure to join us where the music is always shaken, not stirred. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour, every Saturday and Sunday evening at 7 p.m., where we've raided Austin Powers' record collection for 2 hours of tiki tunes, bossa nova, private eye jazz, and other incredibly strange music. Daryl Brogdon is your host for the Retro Cocktail Hour. That'll be tomorrow night and Sunday night at 7 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. What I have for you next, I have to admit that I've been looking for a reason to play this ever since I took over this little gig from Daryl Brogdon just a few months back. This is from the time when Bill Murray and Harold Ramis joined the Army at the height of the Cold War. Can America survive? Let's hope so. Here's music written by Elmer Bernstein from Stripes on Kansas Public Radio. From Elmer Bernstein, a few selections there from Stripes, the beloved Bill Murray and Harold Ramis comedy, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 7:47. Coming up at the top of the hour, NPR News. That'll be followed by another hour of Film Music Friday. Some more forgotten gems on the way for you tonight from films such as The Mosquito Coast, Vibes, and Memoirs of an Invisible Man. We've got all that and more still to come. Thanks for being with us on a Friday evening. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. And Riverette Print and Skate, screen printing and skateboard supply under one roof, located in North Lawrence at 608 North 2nd Street, with all the latest boards, safety gear, and more. Information at riverettks.com. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, we've got a 30% chance of showers, expected mainly in the overnight hours. Tomorrow is a much, much better chance for rain. There's a 40% chance of showers tomorrow morning and afternoon. Could see heavy rainfall, some potentially severe weather. We'll have temperatures in the low 80s and 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms for Saturday evening and Saturday night. We've got time for one more forgotten classic for you tonight on KPR. And if you're anything like me, you probably saw this movie way back in the day on Cinemax and also probably way past your bedtime. This was a story about a New York City street gang set up by a rival gang for a murder they didn't commit. And now they've got just one night to make it back to safe territory with every other gang in the city gunning for them. This is by composer Barry Dvorzon. Music from The Warriors on KPR. A suite from The Warriors, 1979. The story of a major turf war between rival New York City gangs. Back in the 70s, maybe not the most accurate portrayal of New York City gang life. I'm pretty sure that even in the 1970s, gangs didn't go around in kiss makeup and matching baseball uniforms, but some of these ones did. The music was provided by composer Barry Dvorzon. Just about 8 p.m. and just about time for us to take a short pause for the news from NPR. Afterwards, I've got some more forgotten gems for you on tonight's Film Music Friday from the likes of Zorba the Greek, The Mosquito Coast, and Memoirs of an Invisible Man. All that and more still to come tonight on Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition, we take you...
Morning Edition, here at weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online, anytime, at kansaspublicradio.org.
He was not allowed to present key evidence during his 2023 trial. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's a fun little dance from an old Anthony Quinn picture that's been ages since I've seen. A movie that taught us the lesson that even when everything in life conspires against you, it's possible to escape all through the ecstasy of dance. We heard Zorba's Dance from Zorba the Greek, with the music by composer Mikis Theodorakis, here on Kansas Public Radio, during another Film Music Friday. I'm Jeb Watson, glad to be back with you, and I've got more forgotten gems for us to rediscover. Not quite classic pictures, but some movies with quite good music, such as Maurice Jarre's work on The Mosquito Coast. We've got James Horner and what he wrote for the movie Vibes, and much later, Memoirs of an Invisible Man, all just ahead, here on a Friday evening. Thanks for stopping by. What I've got for you next is quite interesting because it may be the most recent movie that I've got in this evening's lineup, although it takes place and works to strike the tone of the 1970s. This is that one where Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe played a private eye and lethal enforcer, respectively, who team up to investigate the disappearance of a teenage girl in The Nice Guys. With music provided by composers John Ottman and David Buckley. Next for you on Kansas Public Radio. That's from The Nice Guys from 2016, which saw Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe making a surprisingly good comedy duo. The music was a joint effort between composers John Ottman and David Buckley here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Stay with us. There's much more still to come. I'm looking forward to music by James Horner from the film Vibes, about psychics in South America, and then, later still, from Shirley Walker, a Chevy Chase picture that I don't think anyone's talked about in quite a while. We'll hear music from Memoirs of an Invisible Man in just a little while. We're live, we're local. KPRA is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. Looks like we have a 30% chance of showers tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, expected mainly overnight, lows in the mid-60s. It's going to be a likely day for rain tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers for tomorrow morning and afternoon, and 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms with some potentially heavy rainfall for tomorrow evening. A flood watch will be in effect for much of the KPR listening area, starting tonight and lasting through Sunday morning. Next on KPR, this is something by French composer Maurice Jarre. That's quite interesting. It's another 1980s picture, and this one stars Harrison Ford in the one movie where he is the most unlike Harrison Ford that I've ever seen. It's called The Mosquito Coast, the tale of an eccentric inventor who's under the impression that he can build an ideal civilization in South America, so he uproots his family there, putting them through a nightmare in the process. But the music by Maurice Jarre was quite lovely and atmospheric. Here's some of it next on Film Music Friday. That's by French film composer Maurice Jarre. From the 1986 Harrison Ford picture, The Mosquito Coast, here on Kansas Public Radio. A minute now, past 8:30. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing procedures and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. It seems that a lot of the music that I played for you tonight involves movies about adventures taking place in South America, with Romancing the Stone, The Mosquito Coast, and that's also true of this next one, a film called Vibes, which had Jeff Goldblum and Cyndi Lauper in her film debut role, playing a pair of psychics who get recruited by Peter Falk to travel to the Ecuadorian Andes to find a glowing pyramid, said to be the source of all psychic energy. This was a screwball 1980s comedy, but it has a surprisingly dark and somber score provided by James Horner. We'll listen to some next on Film Music Friday. From James Horner, and some music from the 1980 comedy about psychics in South America. Music from Vibes, here on Kansas Public Radio, during Film Music Friday. Just about 15 minutes to go until the top of the hour, followed by NPR News and Jazz with Bob McWilliams. Hope you're enjoying this evening's program about music from forgotten gems. When I was putting together this program, I kept thinking that there was something that the program needed, something that I was missing, but I just couldn't see. And that's when it hit me. I couldn't see it, because it wasn't visible. In 1992, Chevy Chase starred as Nick Holloway, a man, a stockbroker who becomes invisible after a mishap at a science lab, with Sam Neill as the evil CIA operative looking to exploit his condition. This was a John Carpenter movie in 1992, one that couldn't quite decide if it was a high-action drama or a Chevy Chase comedy, but it was a movie that I thoroughly enjoyed back in the day, and the music was provided by composer Shirley Walker, which I'm happy to share with you next on Kansas Public Radio. Memoirs of an Invisible Man. There's some of what composer Shirley Walker wrote back in 1992 for the John Carpenter picture, Memoirs of an Invisible Man, with Chevy Chase, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 9 p.m. and just about time for me to say good evening to you. I'm Jeff Watson. Hope you've enjoyed this evening's program of Forgotten Gems, and I'll have more for you next Friday. Keep it tuned right here for NPR News, followed by Jazz with Bob McWilliams. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.